critics of the now-defunct No Child Left Behind Act say many schools across the country had to scale back or get rid of their environmental education programs because the law focused on rigorous, standardized testing. But President Obama's new rendition of the law invites environmental education programs to compete for billions of dollars in federal grants.
What it means is environmental education has become an expected component of a student's education.
That's Bridget Prescott, Save the Bay's education director. Environmental education is most effective when it's taught across different subject areas, adds Shireen Knowlton, the education director at Roger Williams Park Zoo. She says improving a child's understanding of the natural world isn't only about science.
It's social studies, it's math, it's literature, it's music, it's art. When you're talking about conservation biology and you're talking about conservation of wild places or species, that's as much social studies as it is science.
Knowlton says the law's inclusion of environmental education is the result of a movement known as No Child Left Inside. She expects more school districts across Rhode Island pursue environmental education programs.
It makes it a lot easier for those districts to come on board and do this work. If the funding is not there, even if they agree that it's a good idea and it's something that they want for their students, unless there's funding to support the effort, it's really hard for them to move forward.
Knowlton says access to this new pool of federal education grants will help Rhode Island implement its environmental literacy plan across the state. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.